It's a joy to, be with you here again. That song, Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me, is one of my favorites, I guess. One of the Christian anthems, I think, that has some staying power. Sometimes the choruses that we hear come and go. But for that one, that captures a lot in it, especially that verse 3, my future sure, the price it has been paid. Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon. He was raised to overthrow the grave. Just the hope that that plants in our hearts. And I, for one, carry that hope because of what Jesus has done for me. So I pray that can be your testimony too. And if it's not, find a trusted friend who can help you walk in that direction, because God loves you and is calling you, wants to walk with you in that way. So the last verse of that song began with every breath, I long to follow Jesus. Very good Anabaptist phrase. So an Anabaptist congregation like you are, believes that faith is important, not just to be believed, but also to be lived, also to be done. So following Jesus, we just don't come to Jesus. We also live our lives following Jesus. And so that's why this verse 8 from Psalm 40 stuck out to me, among other parts of that psalm. I desire to do your will, my God. Now, God's will is multifaceted. It has to do with what we do, yes, things we do. Exodus 6:7 says, obey my voice, and I will be your God. And we could spend a long time investigating parts of the Bible that focus on obedience. Very important. So part of God's will has to do with what we do, our actions, living, how we live things out. But another part of God's will is who we are. And an example from that from scripture, but there are many as well. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. So who we are as people at our core, our hearts, is also very important, part of God's will for us. And then who we know, who we're related to, is has to do, or God's will is, that's part of God's will as well. Micah 6:8 is a important verse in all of scripture. And there's many places in scripture too that refer to knowing and walking with God. So he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. What does the Lord desire of you? But to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. So God's will is multifaceted. You know, how do we know when we're in the will of God? It's kind of like living in a house, because where you live physically is wrapped up with who you are and who you know and what you do. So living in God's house is also wrapped up with what you do, who you are, and who you know. Psalm 23, that wonderful psalm of commitment and description of our relationship with God, finishes with, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Or I think we could say, and I will dwell in the will of God forever. So how do we know if we're in the will of God, or how do we know if we're doing the will of God? And a key question we can carry with us, and I'd like you to ponder on, am I doing, or is this congregation doing, what God has assigned for us to do? There are many colleges in the area. and lots of kids are, I call them kids, lots of college students are reaching the point in the course of the year where the first test is looming or maybe already happened, or the first paper has just been written and turned in. And I pity the one whose paper is returned with an F written on the top and the professor writing across, wrong assignment. You know, nice paper, but not what I asked for. F. So when mom and dad check in with their student who's away from home, that's some pretty tough news to have to be able to share. Got my first paper back, mom, dad. Not the best start that I was hoping for my English composition class. Or being a math teacher, it'd be a stretch for me to give someone credit who in their own creativity decided to do an assignment different out of a different book than what I actually assigned for math homework. Do I give them credit if they just picked up another book and decided to do maybe their seventh grade math problems instead of what I was asking for in Algebra 1, you know? So are you doing the right assignment? Are you doing what God has assigned for you to do? Jesus referred to this some, and I don't think it's a stretch to include this towards the end of the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus was laying out what it really means to follow him. He then says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, evildoers.'" The wrong assignment. There are lots of good things to do, right? But is God really behind it or in it or calling you to do what you happen to be doing? Well, how can we know? One indication, I believe, is the being overwhelmed factor. Because we have a God who loves us and doesn't want us to live in a constant state of being overwhelmed. I'm one of those persons who gave my heart to Jesus at a young age and through the years have, you know, there's been ups and downs, and my life is not to be emulated by any means. So I'm not holding that up, but basically I've believed mostly the right things all along the way. And I know some of you are pretty much like that too, and have the tendency to carry around a burden of mental and emotional expectations that God has nothing to do with. Today, we can be experts on most anything. Just sit down in front of the computer, Google something for 45 minutes. There you have it, right? So, you know, living right can feel overwhelming, especially when it comes to things like even your self-care, caring for yourself. It used to be that if you started feeling bad, you went to the doctor. Now you almost have to be the doctor or be the expert, because the amount of information you can get on how to live healthy these days is climbing exponentially and has been for a while. So caring for yourself can feel burdensome, I believe. Or caring for creation. Wow, I used to thought I was caring for creation if I separated my tin cans, put my glass over here, put aluminum here, and you know, once a month, dropped them off in the right containers at the local convenience center. Now, with all the information that we have on creation care, we've got to know our carbon footprint. We've got to know plenty stuff about rightly caring for creation. Now, caring for yourself and caring for creation are both very important to God. That's, I think those are responsibilities that every person should be taking seriously. But getting it right, sometimes I feel as if it can feel overwhelming to be getting it right. Well, the good news is the obedience, walking in God's will, doing God's will, is not impossible. God is not impossible to please. Doing God's will is doable. We can compare it maybe to something else that's kind of doable, and that's good marriages. Not easy necessarily, but you can probably think of, I don't know how many examples of good marriages. That's the same way I think it is when it comes to obeying God. Good marriages are doable. We see examples of them. Doing God's will is doable. And I'm sure you could think of other see persons who are living that out as well. So being in his will is possible. But that easy yoke that Jesus talks about, and maybe it's worth referring to that. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. I think Jesus is saying to that, you can do this. You can do this. Yes, your yoke to me. Yes, it's because I'm with you, but you can do this. But many times, this ordinary obedience that we can walk in gets smothered as we pile on one concern after another. In a world where we can fly anywhere or phone anywhere or get news from everywhere, there are suddenly now 10,000 victims on the side of the road, and we tell ourselves we have to fix it all. So back to the key question. Are you doing what God has assigned for you to do? Going back to Psalm 40, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in your scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. So in closing, I just simply want to highlight a couple of things more directly from this passage. And I believe God wants us to have the awareness that not just any assignment will do. It is important to know and do God's will. As verse 8, again, we refer to, I desire to do your will, my God, not just anything, but what you intend. But it also refers to a desire to seek this will out. And I love the phrase, "My ears you have opened." So hearing from God is important when it comes to doing the right assignment for God. We have to want to hear. We have to desire it. And then if it's overwhelming, if what you're considering doing is overwhelming, I believe it's not God asking you to do it. So there are many choices of where to spend our time and what to be doing with our days. But are we doing the right assignment? One time a person shared with me that many times to get a task accomplished, the best thing you can do is to show up. And I love that phrase, verse 7, "Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in your scroll." When a teacher takes attendance, you know, one of the best things you can do in school is just be there. When a teacher takes attendance, your name is one of the ones on the list. As the psalm writer says, it's written about me in the scroll. I'm on your list, God. All right. And I'm here. I'm showing up. I love that. Our names are known to God. He loves us. Our part of the bargain is simply to show up, to be there for him. So at the end of the day, I pray that you can have a witness of peace in your heart. You know what? I am doing the right assignment. You know what? This church is doing what God has called us to do. It may be ordinary, or it might be a big idea or extraordinary. By the way, those categories get really fuzzy in God's eyes, but nothing is ordinary, I believe, in God's view. The point is, we can be and do God's will. We can be in and do God's will. Please pray with me. Lord, do open our ears that we may hear from you as we seek to do your will. Grant us the desire to do your will. May other desires fade. May that be our first and surest priority in our lives. And then, God, help us to show up. Help us to be in those right places. Help us not to ignore what you have in mind, but to be part of that, part of what you have in mind. And thank you for the strength to do it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.